Post Game Central is brought to you by Papa John's.
Charles, just for the second week in a row, you guys kind of get a starter suspended. How does that affect you guys just in the locker room, losing guys like that that you need to win games?
Well, we know Jarrell's a great leader on the defensive side of the ball and in the locker room for the whole team. It's just a tough loss to have, and, you know, he's responsible for what he puts in his body. But, you know, next man up mentality, we got some guys that can step up big for us now.
Are you worried that this makes everybody on the Bears look bad, that, you know, franchise to have two starters get popped 2 weeks in a row?
Well, those guys are responsible for what they put in their bodies. I don't think it falls back on just the whole Bears organization. It's an individual act.
What's the morale like now among you guys? Just losses, injuries, the suspensions too, things kind of piling up?
Yeah, you just got to stick tighter. You know, when things are not going, of course, that's when you got to stick like glue. You know, guys got to get closer together.
Can you just explain what the process is for you guys? If you want to take something or a supplement, whatever it is, I know even it goes even up to like Sudafed, cold medicine. What's the process you guys have to go through to get something cleared?
I haven't gone through that process. They let us know, like, you have to, you know, get things checked off by the NSF, make sure it's certified and things like that. I don't take too many supplements, so I really wouldn't know. But, I mean, you have to call up the NFLPA and ask those guys.
Charles, is that conflicting for you as a player because you want to support your teammates, but yet they're letting the team down? They're hurting the team by doing these things, and I imagine there's some anger there too, or disappointment or whatever. But is that a conflict for you emotionally?
For me, I know what type of person Jarrell is. And, you know, he made a mistake. He owned up to it, and I forgive him. And it's just it's a loss that we're going to have on the defense side of the ball, but – you know, that gives opportunities for guys like Nick to step up. So I'm excited to see Nick play this week if he gets the opportunity. And John Timu.
Charles, I think you're one of two offensive players to start every game this year because of health. Have you ever seen anything like this in terms of injuries, you guys?
It's the way it happens. You know, this is our year for us, and I'm not going to make any excuses. I'm just out there trying to do what I can to help our team win, and regardless of what we have out there.